This is called A Song to the Avant-Garde. Tenor. This is to be sung, but needless to say, I'm not going to do it. In the beginning, the avant-garde was just a silly little thing. Coconut-colored sidewalks, women with blue-white parasols tilting over backward or half-backward in the beginning. And then it grew and became gigantic and hard, like a great, great stone, the avant-garde. Like a great, great stone that had usurped all of history. Chorus of emigre artists in Paris. Oh, we'll walk down Apollinaire Bis 999 and construct back lugs and clunk valentines of paired Z's. Ha ha ha, hoo hoo hoo. Ho, avant-garde, clear and light blue. Tenor. Everything went in fear of it. Everyone walked in fear of it. And yet it had no power, really. It had no lasting power. If now we celebrate it, it is to salute it and recognize it. It is to urge it a little more to take the initiative, even though it might, by being so strange, destroy us. Oh, avant-garde, come back, take heart, and tell us now what life will and what art will do. A ghostly voice speaks from off stage. Maybe my mission is finished. Each movement in culture or history is but a stage fitting to the age, and it may be the one I had is ended. Tenor. Oh, say not so, avant-garde. For those of us who have really loved you, nothing, no one else can be as hard and pure and true. Voice. Well, then I'll try to be with you again. Great hullabaloo, wind, musical instruments, sounds of rending, tearing, crackling, thunder, as of the second coming. And the avant-garde appears. She is a very small, old woman. Tenor. Avant-garde. What's happened, avant-garde? This is but the initial phase. She waves a wand or stick. There is a crackle of blue and red lightning, and she is transformed into a shining, almost blinding cube. 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 Andiam. The cube goes off stage triumphantly.